a strange situation for you after the draft?
Yeah, definitely. You know, from what I had heard, you know, usually guys come out to the city about 2 weeks after the draft. So the whole time I was thinking, all right, 2 weeks, you know, and then the 2 weeks didn't come. And then I was thinking, all right, well, maybe next week, you know, and just week after week. But, no, it's good to finally be here.
Where are you at in terms of getting a playbook and all of those things?
Yeah, I got a playbook a little while ago, so I've been studying. And then, you know, we're going to install and everything here shortly. So I should be pretty well caught up.
Do you know if the plan is to play you at all three spots because of your versatility?
You know, I'm not sure. We haven't talked about anything like that. Yesterday was the first time I was able to talk to the coaches since draft day. So I'm sure I'll find out pretty soon. But we haven't talked about anything like that yet.
Do you have a preference for any spot, or do you want to play all three and just show what you can do?
No preference. Whatever helps get me onto the field. I've played all three in college. So, you know, wherever the team needs me, wherever they need me to go, I'll do that and do my best.
You, what did you do to keep busy? Did you work out at Cal or
I was working out at home with a trainer and, you know, running, lifting, studying plays, just doing everything I could to be ready for this day.
So you had a playbook when you were working out?
Yeah, I had a playbook. I've had one, I don't know, maybe about 6 weeks or so now. Yeah.
Did you get it from Vaughn, or how'd you
get it? I ended up getting it from CJ Jackson. Yeah.
I think in a weird way, maybe the rookies are on an even keel with some of the veterans coming in as far as, you know, football shape and that kind of thing because of this weird off season. Everybody's going to be starting fresh and nobody's going to be behind.
I think yeah, in terms of football shape, but the whole mental aspect and the experience, you know, there's no way you can make up for that unless you get onto the field. So I mean, we're still going to be behind no matter which way you look at it.
Was it somewhat disappointing that you get drafted and then you didn't get to hold up the jersey or do any of the usual?
A little bit, yeah, you know, because it's such an exciting moment, you know, getting drafted and, you know, all your dreams coming true. And then, you know, like I said earlier, just having to wait week by week, not really knowing when you're going to be able to come out. No, it's good to finally be here. And, you know, I'm soaking everything all in, getting to see the facilities and everything for the first time.
Mike, do you get a chance to reach out to any teammates at all here or guys that you know that kind of ask them what to expect when you eventually do come in and arrive at camp?
Yeah, I talked to Sid Kwan a little bit, former Cal teammate, and, you know, he kind of filled me in a little bit, just that, you know, you need to work hard and just come in with a great attitude, and, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, and just to fight through it and keep playing.
Anything else for Mike?
Who's your agent?
Ken Lanphier with Octagon.
Thank you.